Hello and welcome to the Creativity Roots Podcast. Welcome to the Creativity Roots Podcast and your host, Ronald Paredes. In this episode, I want to talk about a rather sensitive issue. It's a subject that a lot of people don't like to touch. Why culture is so important and why it's so sensitive? When we talk about culture, we talk about the identity of a lot of people. And that is something that we take very seriously. And we should. We are, without our identity, we are nobody. We depend on our identity for many reasons. This is a recurring subject for me, especially when we talk about creativity, because culture is an incredibly vast resource of information. To me, personally and as a professional, it's very important and something that I have to keep in mind at all times, as an artist, as a designer, and as an educator. If I'm giving classes on creativity, or if I'm giving classes on design or art, culture always comes up, and it is something that I like to dedicate time to talk about. The way I define culture to my students is the set of idiosyncrasies that define an identity of a society or a community. And when we talk about a social group or a community, it can be as big as an entire continent, as a country, cities, or as small as a family. That you can have a culture in your country, in your city, in your community, even in your residential space. Inside your home, you can create a culture. Even between couples, there is a microculture that is created, a set of behaviors. And we can see this, for example, when we have friends and they have these inside jokes. This way of communication that it is understandable only for the people inside this group, or there are these couples that have these inside jokes. Usually they create their codes and they communicate by these codes, and there is something that just is between the two of them. These cultures that we create are made of behaviors and practices that we assume and we make to adapt to an environment or to different circumstances. Your geographical location, rituals, religion, food, music, celebrations, special occasions. There are a lot of practices and behaviors that come out of a war, for example, or come out of a natural disaster. And most of the time, we don't know the origin of these cultures. When we're talking about the culture of a country, for example, or the culture of a region, we don't worry too much about the origins of these cultures, of these practices or beliefs. We just assume that we are grown and we are raised on this culture and we assume it as ours and we pass it on to future generations. And we take it as something natural, something that we just have, and something that makes us who we are, that give us an identity and make us relate to the people around us, which is a very important trait. It's a very important aspect of who we are as humans. However, I also believe that culture as humans are living entities, and we develop and we mature in the same way that cultures do. In a lot of places, cultures are stagnant and they refuse to change. They refuse to mature and adapt. A lot of the circumstances that created these cultures, a lot of the circumstances that created these practices, they are no longer the same. They have changed. They have evolved. And I believe that it's important for us to review some aspects of our culture and evolve them, develop them even further, because culture is something that keeps evolving. A very cultural expression of any society is the arts. And the arts is very alive. art is always evolving. And I'm talking about any kind of art discipline. We're talking about music, and painting, sculpting, food, dancing. These are all living entities. And yes, it is important to support and preserve our culture and some of the practices that make us who we are. I think it is also very, or even more important, to evaluate and renovate and enrich these cultures that we have. There are a lot of practices in a lot of cultures that they shouldn't exist anymore. And fortunately, some changes are happening in some societies and making adjustments in their cultures. One good example is female genital mutilation. This is a horrendous practice that should no longer exist. It is part of a culture. It was created probably out of a religious belief and under certain circumstances that are no longer taking place. And as a modern society, this should not exist anymore. Practices like arranged marriages, or even worse and more horrendous, underage marriage. Wife kidnapping, for example. In some other places, there is this practice of kidnapping a woman. It is terrible. Kidnapping a woman and retaining her in your home until she accepts to marry you. Another practice that I think it should be abolished is, for example, the whale hunting in the Faroe Islands in Denmark. Nobody, under no reasonable measure, needs to kill 600 whales, even if it's with the excuse of feeding the people. That is excessive. Bullfighting. And something that came to mind during this crisis of the COVID-19, when people were talking about the origin of the virus, and we were talking about people consuming bats, and people killing pangolins to use their scale for medical purposes, when it is proven that there are no medical qualities in their scales of the pangolin, and we are driving this animal to extinction because of this practice, that it makes no sense and it has no scientific base. These are some of the practices in some cultures that need to be reviewed and need to be abolished, because they no longer make sense. We live in different circumstances, and now science, medicine, education have evolved and have proven that a lot of these practices don't make sense and shouldn't exist anymore. It is important that we evaluate our own cultures, and for our own sake, we have to understand where these practices come from, where these beliefs come from, and where these behaviors come from. If we understand where our cultures come from, that will enrich our own identity. That will also help us to take a step back, look at our culture objectively, and decide what it needs to be reviewed, what it needs to be abolished, what it needs to be maintained, and what it needs to be rescued. A very good example of a culture that it needs to be rescued is the culture of the Aboriginal people in Australia. A lot of their languages are being lost forever. Languages that have no record because there was no writing system, and they are being lost forever. So, our cultures need to be something that enrich our societies. Our culture should be something that enrich our identity. That is humane, respectful, considerate, and beneficial to all members of the society, regardless of who they are, their sex, their age, their circumstances. It makes no sense at all, to mutilate people for the sake of our culture, to destroy our environment and drive animal species to extinction for the sake of a culture. To abuse and mistreat women for the sake of a culture. To consume as a food things that have no medical benefits to us because of some belief they have no scientific foundation, putting our health and the health of our community in risk. if we take the time to understand who we are as a community, if we take the time to understand where our culture comes from, the origins of our culture's practices and behaviors, if we take the time to study all the aspects of our cultures, it'll be easier for us to understand what is it that makes our culture great and what is it that makes our identity strong. It'll be also much easier for us to understand what to abolish and what to maintain. We should be protective of our culture. We have to maintain it, we have to study it. But that also means that we have to modify it and adapt it to make it better, to make it more mature, to make it evolve, to make it adapt to our times and our circumstances, to make it a culture that is humane, compassionate, enriching, respectful to all the members of our society. In that way, we can make of our culture something richer, stronger, and something we can really feel proud of. And talking about Australian Aboriginal as a culture that is making an effort to evolve, adapt, and survive, I will play you a song from the album World Didgeridoo Vibes Volume 1, called Free Fall by Dave Johnston. The entire album is available for download in the website archive.org. I will leave you the details in the episode description. So sit back and enjoy Free Fall, and see you in the next one. Before I go, I want to remind you that if you want to contact me, you can send me an email to creativityroots@yahoo.com, or you can visit my website creativityroots.com. If you want to send me comments, suggestions, feedback, or send me anecdotes and testimonials about how you engage with creativity, or even better, if you want to send me your creative work, any kind of creative work, for me to share with everybody, that would be absolutely amazing. I'll be talking to you in the next episode, and in the meantime, remember to keep your brain busy and take good care. Ciao.